What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, coming up later on this hour, Dietrich Wise, veteran defensive end, new addition to the Commanders defensive line. Over from the New England Patriots, caught up with him after yesterday's joint scrimmage. Just a 3 minute and change interview. So that'll be later on this hour. In a couple of moments, Kristen Lapis, the executive director, producer of Kingdom, which debuts tomorrow night on the Kansas City Chiefs, behind the scenes look at their bid for 3 Super Bowls in a row, and obviously so many interesting characters from Patrick Mahomes and his wife and Andy Reid, and she talks about all of that stuff, and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, and the impact that Tay-Tay has made that she witnessed firsthand last year. So that's coming up. It debuts tomorrow night on ESPN. But first, let's grab Bill in Arlington online, too. We ask you to kind of, as much as you can, keep it as short as we can so we can get to the interview. What's up, Bill? How are you?
It'll be real quick. I think there's a middle ground on this name thing. The ship has sailed, right? It is what it is. They're not going to change it in the near term. If somebody's standing on the shore 10 years from now and they see the ship coming back in, then let's jump on talk radio and talk about it for the rest of our lives. That's fantastic. But right now, the ship is over the horizon. It's gone. And I just think everyone needs to form their kind of personal view. I still refer to them as the Skins when I am, you know, looking at a score or doing something else or talking to somebody. But I'm fine with it being the Commanders. Where I think we get off the rails is when we're still trying to fight this battle and wasting a lot of breath. I mean, it's over. Like, let's
just move on. It's an interesting point that you make, though, Bill. And generally, I can't stand talking about this, I'll be honest with you, after so many years of dealing with it. But it's an interesting point that you make, and here's why. I know Kevin Sheehan continuously still refers to them as the Skins. We have a promo that says, Chris Russell covered the Skins beat for however many years. Hear him now talk, you know, about the Commanders 1-4 every day. Can we unofficially call them the Skins while officially recognizing their name as the Commanders?
That's where I think we ought to be.
I think that's an interesting point.
I agree with the rest of it is wasted airtime.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you. I just call them the Commanders because that's their official team name. But I wasn't against the Redskins. I'm against going back to the Redskins. I'm against changing the team name from Commanders to whatever. You want to call them the Washington Corvettes and get a sponsorship with nothing. I don't want any part of it. Keep the damn name the same, period. That's what they chose. That's what you got to live with. I know it wasn't this ownership group. They've chosen to keep it. They could have ripped it up. They chose not to. All right, let's get to Little in D.C., and then we'll get to Kristen Lapis on the other side of Little. What up, Little? How are you?
What's going on, Luce? I'm glad you got on that subject, man, about relevancy. Look, the way I look at it, man, is the pressure, ain't no pressure on the Nats and the Caps. All of, you know, I'm saying, Luce, you got these fans in the area got to stop being spoiled. When your team win a championship, you give them a span at least 5 to 10 years. I say 2 to 5 years for the Wizards and the Commanders. But I'm trying to tell you, a lot of these fans, they got to realize once you get up in there and they don't do nothing in 10 years, then you start worrying about my man, Labonte, say, what the hell is going on in here? Then you have that problem. But let me give a shout-out to A-Mac and a shout-out to Southeast Bumble Bones. I grew up with Mitch Teller. That's a.k.a. Skip, man. Rest in peace. Miss Dot raised me up, man. Mike younger than me, Bones. But me and Mo play ball together. Me and Mo Teller play ball. When you see Mike, you asking about Little. I played with the Southeast Squirrels. And look, guess what, Rooster?
The Southeast old. Squirrels?
We were the first team. Yeah, we were the first team. This Little League we talking about.
Oh, okay.
We were the first team.
I mean, how did I not
we
know
the first
that?
Team. Hold on, let me finish. I'm going to get off the line. We were the first team from Southeast in 74 that went to Florida, but we got our butt kicked. I want to use that other word. Because they had a quarterback. You ain't going to believe this. The quarterback's father was Derrick James. Edrin James' father. Edrin James ended up playing for, you know, he came out of Miami.
Right.
But at that time, we went up against Derrick James.
Uh-huh.
Edrin James' father. Ain't that something? I tell you how old I am, man. Hey, look. God bless y'all.
Little, I love you, but how did we get on this subject? I don't even know. I got lost.
No, because you were talking about the relevancy, and I heard Bones give me a shout-out the other day, so I want to piggyback off
what
Bones
what was saying. What was I talking about?
No, you were talking about the relevancy of the team.
Oh, relevancy. Okay, gotcha.
I thought I heard you say that. That's why I'm saying, look, ain't no pressure on the Caps and the Nets. They can go. Hey, look. Let me ask you something. How long that losing streak been going on for the Mets? You ain't been talking about the Mets there, Rooster. My man, that's why I like you, man.
All right.
I like the ground you walk on, big fella. I ain't gonna lie to you. The Mets taking it down, Paul. What you mean? What's going on? God bless you. Stay up, big fella.
Thank you, Little. Thank you. I'm still confused. Is how I'll label that. I'm still confused. All right. So Kristen Lapis is the filmmaker, executive director. She is the daughter of longtime Villanova head coach Steve Lapis. And I think he's still an analyst in college basketball. But she has been a filmmaker, and she does a wonderful job. And she's got Kingdom, the story of the Chiefs' bid for a third consecutive Super Bowl, and really kind of behind the scenes and their history as well. She joined me earlier today. Here is that spot. It debuts tomorrow night on ESPN.
Back here on the Team 980, Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Good to have you guys with us. Of course, as you know, we talk about the Commanders a lot on this show. We don't probably talk as much about the Kansas City Chiefs, although we should, because all they do is win and go to Super Bowls every year. But that's why we have the honor and the privilege to once again be joined by Kristen Lapis, who has been a guest of ours before. And she, of course, wants to talk about and let you guys know about The Kingdom, which debuts on Thursday night on ESPN Plus, Disney, and, of course, ESPN Linear Television. And Kristen is here with us. And, Kristen, thank you so much for your time. As always, I guess let's start with this. Clearly a successful dynastic run for the Kansas City Chiefs. Why did this project appeal to you, and how did it all come about?
Well, first of all, I work for a company called Words and Pictures. We do unscripted storytelling. We did The Last Dance, among a bunch of other series. And our CEO, Connor Schell, was born and raised in Kansas City. So this has always been a passion project for him to tell the fascinating story of the history of the Kansas City Chiefs. And so he had been in touch with the president of the Chiefs and basically said, hey, you guys have an opportunity to make history. And it would be fascinating to allow a film crew to embed with you guys and tell the story, not only of this season, but the larger story of the Kansas City Chiefs and its origins. So he sold them on the project. Then he came to me. I am a coach's kid. I had a dad who coached D1 division basketball at Villanova. And so I think that Connor felt like I was a good candidate based on, you know, my prior resume, but also just knowing that side of things, the coaching side of things. And, you know, Andy Reid was pretty apprehensive about doing the project. And so maybe he thought that, you know, I could be the Andy Reid whisperer, so to speak.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you mentioned your dad, Steve Lapis, for those that weren't aware of who you were talking about. But maybe you could relate to him in a different sort of way, being that you grew up knowing what the pressures, what the rigors, what the day-to-day life of a coach was. Andy seems to me to be, unlike Bill Belichick, pretty open with the media, yet at times, certainly from any dealings that I've had with him, conservative. Once you got him and on board and to agree to doing whatever he needed him to do for the kingdom, how was he? Did he eventually open up and build that rapport and trust?
He did, but it took time. As I mentioned, he's old school. Like he didn't want cameras in his locker room. And there were still areas of the organization that we were never allowed in. And I respected that. Again, coach's kid, like I get it. This is like their sacred space. And it's a lot. It takes a lot to let a film crew into their world. But I think we built, everybody told me with Coach Reid, it's a game of inches. You got to earn his trust inch right. by inch by inch. And as the season progressed, we got there with him. And, you know, I was really proud of the fact and honored that he invited us to his beach house out in California after the Super Bowl loss. And we conducted his final interview out there. And he was really vulnerable and emotional and honest in that interview. And I think people are going to be able to see him in a way that maybe they haven't seen him in the past.
The series, again, which debuts tomorrow night, Thursday, August the 14th, it's called The Kingdom at 9 o'clock, ESPN, ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, starts off with The Family Business. That's episode one. Is that a reference to Clark Hunt and the Hunt family that has owned and been the patriarch of the Chiefs, or is that some other kind of twist?
It is. So what we tried to do with each episode is we had one or two kind of key protagonists and we told their personal narratives in each episode. So episode one, we tell the story of the Hunt family, primarily Lamar Hunt, who's basically the architect of the modern day NFL, and then his son Clark, who is now the owner of the Chiefs. And also the story of someone who's kind of made Kansas City his adopted home, which is Patrick Mahomes. And the connection, even though they never met, between Lamar and Patrick, which people might say, what are you talking about? That seems very strange. And, you know, how does this owner that, you know, lived back in the, you know, 70s and 80s and owned this team back then have in common with, you know, Patrick Mahomes? But the philosophy with which they both kind of lived their lives, which was family first, down-to-earth, grounded people. Lamar Hunt never flew business class, never flew private. There's infamous stories that we tell in the doc about him flying coach in a middle seat. They had more in common than you think. And so we really explore those two fascinating men, kind of the past and then the present of the Kansas City Chiefs in episode one.
Patrick Mahomes seems to be as down to earth of a superstar, megastar as you can get. His wife, Brittany, has been criticized. She's been out there. She's been public. What was the, I guess, dichotomy between them and how did that all blend into the doc?
Yeah, I mean, we try to tell the deeper story of these people as human beings. That's always my goal when I go into a project like this. You know, Patrick and Brittany gave us incredible access to their lives. I mean, Brittany was pregnant for most of the season and had a baby during Patrick joked with us during the wild card weekend. And she had the baby so quickly, he said he didn't miss a game. She had them in between the two wild cards.
Right.
So anyways, but, you know, I think she's been unfairly criticized. I think when you're in the spotlight like that, everything you do is under a microscope. I think they're, you know, they're high school sweethearts. They're really down-to-earth people, low-key. They like to spend time with their kids. And I just saw a very different grounded side. I think social media can be very misleading sometimes.
No doubt. I assume there's something, I haven't seen it yet, on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. How much did that dynamic and that relationship work its way into from a football and from, quite honestly, an off-the-field perspective?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely focused on the players. So Travis is a huge part of the series, less so on, you know, the girlfriends, although obviously it's Taylor Swift. And her impact on the Chiefs kingdom has been enormous. You know, she's brought so many young girls, and that's like a real thing that really amazed me. Filming in that stadium, you see so many, you know, women and girls that are there for Taylor. And she's brought them to football, which I think is an amazing thing. So we have some fun with kind of the first game she ever attended in Arrowhead in episode 3. The players and the coaches all kind of tell that story from their perspective. So she's definitely in the series and gave her blessing to the series. But we don't focus on her too much.
Kristen Lapis with us just for another moment. I know we're running out of time, so I'll ask you just another quick question. And of course, the Kingdom debuts again tomorrow night, Thursday night, August the 14th, 9 o'clock Eastern time, ESPN, ESPN Plus, Disney Plus. And you want to check it out, even if you're not a Chiefs fan, because again, all they do is Super Bowls, but that's where we'll leave this. You mentioned Coach Reid inviting you to his home after the Super Bowl loss. That was a crushing defeat. They got blown out. They got annihilated. Did it hurt ultimately the project that the season ended the way it did? Or were you able to kind of get more human and raw emotion out of it because it wasn't a third straight championship?
I mean, I'm going to be totally honest. It obviously was not the outcome that we wanted, but we went into this knowing that it's sports. And that anything can happen. There can be literally an infinity amount of outcomes to this project, including there could have been a devastating injury that they were out of the mix week 7. They got to the Super Bowl. And so from my perspective as a filmmaker and a storyteller, I actually think it gives deeper meaning to the series to see your heroes be vulnerable and losing can be more relatable sometimes for the audience. So I do think, to your point, it really does. It just shows a different side of these guys, and it is devastating, but they didn't shut out our cameras. We were in the locker room after that loss. And I think that moment is one of the more powerful moments in the series because it is so raw and real. So I think, again, to your point, like, Chiefs fans and fans of stories and the NFL will, I think, all enjoy that part of the documentary.
Can't wait to see it, Kristen. I'm sure it's a wonderful project, as you always do. Thank you so much for making time for us, extra time for us, as always. And thanks to John, of course. And look forward to seeing The Kingdom again, debuting Thursday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time, ESPN, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus. Appreciate you as always.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks for having me.
All right, again, that's Kristen Lapis. So Kingdom debuts tomorrow night, ESPN, and again, ESPN Plus and Disney Plus at 9 o'clock. Certainly worth your time based on the trailer that I've seen and knowing Kristen's work. And again, she's the daughter of Steve Lapis for whatever that matters. She's done many films, documentaries. This is, again, an ESPN 30 for 30 type special, although there, I don't believe it's considered under the 30 for 30 umbrella. It's just under that type of, you know, it's a sports documentary. We see all the time. The Cowboys have one coming out next week. We see Hard Knocks with the Buffalo Bills, and we'll see Hard Knocks here later on this year when they go inside the NFC East and so on and so forth. You know, this stuff is fascinating, right? I'm so far behind. I haven't gotten to the WWE documentary series that is out, that everybody's raving about. I missed the Hulk Hogan, Vince McMahon thing from TMZ last night. There's so much good TV out, and it's impossible to keep up and watch it and have a life and not literally be sewn into your couch by your bippy, by your backside, like some people I know in my life are. That is a cheap shot, if I would ever say some. Poor Fred. He didn't even know that was coming. Anyway, we'll take a timeout. 3:22 on the Team 980. Dietrich Wise of the Washington Commanders coming up just after 3:30 after 3:30. We'll come back and we'll touch on something I want to get to in just a couple of moments right here at Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, my short conversation with Dietrich Wise after yesterday's inter-squad scrimmage. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's only about 3.5 minutes, so it's quick, short, nothing too long. But you'll hear it in a couple of minutes. I think he's certainly a big part of this new, and they hope, I think, improved defensive line rotation, although at times it's been hard to tell. Like on Friday night, Granite without Jonathan Allen, of course, from last year, without Deron Payne, without Javon Kinlaw, without Dietrich Wise, without a couple of others from last year and this offseason playing, yeah, the run defense wasn't great on Friday night. It wasn't great. So certainly they are going to need to improve, and we hope to see that starting on Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. I want to spend a minute or two on this. Before we hit the trending alert, and then Dietrich Wise. So, yesterday we ended the show with the Oklahoma transfer quarterback that had, apparently in his words, jokes come back to haunt him on a Venmo account and screenshots about gambling and whatnot when he was at another school, Washington State, and he swore up and down that he hasn't gambled, da-da-da-da-da. And listen, I understand. This company has a gambling and Sports Talk Network, BetQL. Okay? I understand how gambling and sports information kind of goes together. I get that a lot of people care about it, and a lot of people want to be a part of that life and that action. It's not really for me. I'll occasionally hit up my app and throw a couple of $1 bets, but it is not my world. It is not my lifestyle. I'm not addicted to it. I'm not that interested in it. I think odds makers and the reputation that they have built is full of baloney. They don't know anything or hardly anything. It's just not for me. But it also should not be for athletes. So Michael Porter Jr., many of you have heard that name. So he was a guest on a podcast, One Night with Steiny, whatever that is. And he's talking about how gambling is hurting sports. He said, quote, "The enjoyment of the game isn't for the game anymore. It's so that people can make money. In reality, way more people are losing money than making money," which is probably true. Now, his younger brother, Jante, was banned from the NBA, you might remember, a year ago for his role in a gambling scheme. He admitted in court, removed himself from two games in 2023, 2024 to help out gambling associates who had bet the under on his statistics. It was a scheme designed to pay off gambling debts. Duh. Michael Porter Jr., who's saying this, who was traded to the Brooklyn Nets this offseason, talked about his brother's struggles with gambling, briefly, and he said his struggles came from being with different women and not being, faithful, okay? But he said, quote, "Think about it. If you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo, bet $10,000 on my under this one game, I'm going to act like I've got an injury and I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they all get a little bag because you did it one game." He said that is not so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing and all the homies have nothing. And he said players are in a no-win situation with bettors, because they're always messing up either the over or the under on prop bets. He said, "We really do get death threats." And he wondered if a unhinged gambler is going to physically attack an athlete. He said it should be restricted to in-person and not online and only in Las Vegas. He said, quote, "The whole sports gambling entity, it's bad, and it's only going to get worse," end quote. He's right. It's not getting any better. It's only going to get worse. Now, we had, forever and ever, illegal gambling operations and illegal gambling practices, right? We had point-shaving scandals over many years. But now that it's legal and so widely available and so easy to do, the point of it getting worse is, yes, it's getting worse. Not because people didn't used to break rules and laws prior, but because it's so much more readily available. And his point is, it's so available to athletes and to people that associate with athletes and put pressure on athletes, and athletes that are not smart enough to recognize what they're doing wrong. That's what he's talking about. And he's 1,000% right. 1,000% right. Think about that. When I go to gamble, I might lose $2 or $3, $4, $5, whatever. I haven't gambled probably in a month. Okay? But when athletes gamble, or if they get put in this predicament, they could lose thousands, maybe millions of dollars. And they could go to jail. And they could be suspended from their profession forever. Or they could be injured. Or worse. Think about that. on the Team 980. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Time for a trending alert, and then Dietrich Wise in just a couple of moments. Oh, the Nationals desperately trying to give away what looked to be, at least the start, of an easy Wednesday afternoon in Kansas City. Looking to avoid the sweep, they broke out to a 5-run lead. Nathaniel Lowe with a grand slam immediately gave back 2 runs, then a 3rd run in the 2nd inning for Kansas City. Then they made it 6-3, and now they've given up a 3-spot in the bottom of the 4th inning and lead 7-6. That's right, 7-6. Jake Irvin struggling again. 6 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings, including 7 hits already allowed for Jake Irvin and the Nationals, who again lead in the bottom of the 4th, 7-6 over the Kansas City Royals. Other daytime action right now, Detroit leading the White Sox 1-0 in the 6th. Milwaukee doubling up Pittsburgh 6-3 in the 5th. The Brewers have been red hot. St. Louis nipping Colorado 3-2 in the bottom of the 5th. Arizona, Texas 1-1 at the end of the 3rd. And coming up in about 10 minutes, it's San Diego and San Francisco. Philly and Cincinnati at 5:10. The Phillies will be here at Nationals Park tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Commanders with a day off today. It was not a day off for Shedeur Sanders, who injured himself and his oblique in warm-ups for practice, joint practice today with the Philadelphia Eagles. Had to sit out. His immediate availability is unknown. They will have an MRI to determine the severity of the injury for the Browns rookie quarterback. And finally, from the NBA, the Portland Trailblazers have found a home and apparently staying in Portland. Tom Dundon is the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, and he has agreed to buy the Portland Trailblazers from the estate of Paul Allen, the former Microsoft founder, at a valuation of just more than $4 billion. And that's what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. Before we get on out of here, don't forget, Craig Hoffman has a special announcement coming up right at 4 o'clock. So we're going to try and break on time. We're going to try and get out of here on time. We're going to try and say goodbye on time. Let Craig have the floor. He's earned that. So make sure you stay tuned for Craig Hoffman coming up at the top of the hour. So a couple of things here. You know, again, listen, I don't mean to be the minister of no fun. Like, I get if you can responsibly gamble, fine. Cool. Right? I mean, again, I bet a dollar at a time usually. I think the most I've lost in sports gambling is probably like $20 in a day, and that was on the Kentucky Derby. But that's it. But if you can do that, fine. Do it. Have fun. No problem. But if you're a professional athlete, you know, as Michael Porter Jr. is warning about the story of his brother, other athletes, who knows what he's involved in, hopefully not anything bad. You know, the threat is real. It is beyond real. And it's just not only is it not worth it, it's not even smart. Because people, it's like going to a strip club and expecting that the women that work there are really interested in you and that they really want to be in a relationship with you and they really want to, you know, cozy up with you and have a good time. Not that I would know any of these things. I've been to a strip club since 2011 in Seattle with a Redskins traveling party of executives. And I walked out after 15 minutes. It was so sleazy. That was the last time I was in a strip club. I used to regularly go in Canada, in college. Used to regularly go. Different world back then. But
we've gotten off here.
No, because I'm making the point of sports gambling and associating, like as an athlete, you're associating with people that say they want to be your friends, they want to help you, they want to help you maybe get out of your sports gambling debts, whatever. Oh, and here's what you're going to do. You're going to, you're going to fake an injury. You're going to do this. You're going to do that because I'm your friend. I'm here to help you. When in reality, they ain't your friend. They're trying to screw you over further. They're trying to take more advantage of you. Where I got with the strip club example is, again, dude walks into a strip club and they think, oh, these women really care about them, really like them. Really like talking. No, they want their money. They don't care about you. You think they give a crap about you? No. So these henchmen, these leeches to athletes that say, oh, I'll help you. I can get you out of this. I can get you out of this gambling debt. I can get you out of this hole. I can get you out of this bad investment. Here, listen to me. I'll take care of that. All you got to do is fake an injury. Wait a second. They don't realize that everybody's watching. That technology is always working. Right? You think those two Guardians pitchers knew anything bad was going to happen? Of course not. And here they are. Their careers are ruined. Ruined. I mean, and they're not even found guilty yet. They're ruined. Ruined. If you're a professional athlete, look, if you're in the NFL, you can get away with gambling on baseball or basketball or what have you, as long as you're not doing it from a NFL facility, a team plane, a team hotel. You can't do it under any circumstances in the NFL. You can't do that, right? So, again, I'm not here to be the fun police. You just have to be smarter than the average bear. And this isn't even that big of a deal. You just have to use a little bit of common sense. Your boys, the leeches, the hanger-ons, they don't want to help you. They want to hurt you. Whether they know it or they don't know it, the worst problem is they don't know it half the time. Because they're too dumb to realize that, again, you can get in trouble for doing this. But all you have to do is do this. All you have to do is get hurt after 3 minutes and come out. And then the unders will hit and then we'll make all of our money. No problem, nothing to see here. And you say, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I can help you out. I can help me out. Let's bet a couple of $1,000. Let's bet $10,000, whatever the case might be. And yeah, because sports gambling is so readily available. And listen, I'm not a dummy. Again, I understand our company owns a sports gambling network. And we depend on, you know, gambling advertisement and gambling interest. I got it. I understand that. But I can be reasonable and responsible and say, yes, that is business and you do what you do as long as it's not legal, not illegal. I'm fine. But if it's illegal or if there's temptation to do something that's illegal or too much, meaning you can't control it, you're addicted, that's where the problems come in. And because it's so readily available, there's more and more problems because there's more and more access. It's just like, you know, again, people say, well, you know, if we, what's a good example? Because AMAC didn't like the strip club one, even though it made perfect sense. You know, with guns, quite honestly, I'm not trying to get into a debate, but guns are readily available, right? They are readily available. So there's more crime. There's more homicides. There's more shootings. Gun defenders say people kill people. Anti-gun, loose control advocates say, well, yes, people kill people, but people with guns kill people. That's how most people die. Outside of health-related reasons. Because the guns are readily available. They are amply available. And maybe that's, again, not the best example. But if they were not so readily available, yes, people would still get their hands on them. But they would be harder to come by. Harder to access. Harder to get. Just like gambling, as it's become legalized and more legalized, it is easier to access. It is easier to get in trouble. It is easier to break a law or to go down a rabbit hole that you shouldn't. And again, maybe I'm preaching here. I don't know. I'm just telling you how I see it because it's in the news. And yeah, so, all right. Now, I feel pretty confident that Dietrich Wise is a stand-up man. Over from New England, he participated in the joint practice. He did not play at Foxborough in his return to New England, but I did catch up with him after Tuesday's practice. Short conversation here, and then we'll break for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
980 with Dietrich Wise after the Burgundy and Gold inter-squad scrimmage. How did this feel? How much different did this feel, obviously, than a normal padded practice?
It was a mock game, so they tried to emulate as much as possible situations and moments in the game that we had to do. Start out, goal on defense. I think we did a pretty good job for the most part of the game.
That's what it looked like from our perspective. Both offenses struggling, but the defense really taking it too. So you felt that obviously out there.
Most definitely.
Were you guys able to, when it's the same opponent you've been seeing day after day, is that what makes it easier? Or was it just a good day and you guys were eager? I know a bunch of you didn't play, but eager to kind of rebound from Friday night.
Most definitely. So I feel as if when we go against our opponents every single day, they know who we are, we know who they are. So it really becomes a battle of a few different things, chess matches, things of that nature, knowing your opponent, seeing if you can outsmart him, outbeat him, and things of that nature. So I feel like today there was some back and forth battles, but overall I feel like the goal won the game.
The defense, I think, has had the better part of camp so far, but a lot of people still wonder whether you guys can anchor and stop the run and have enough pass rush. It seems like there were some issues maybe with stopping the run a little bit on Friday night, but overall, I think you guys have done a better job as a unit. Would you agree with that sentiment? And I know you weren't here last year, but...
I believe we'll be ready to stop the run this year.
Yeah. How was it going back to... I know you didn't play, but how was it going back to Gillette Stadium and being there and absorbing, whatever the preseason atmosphere there is after so many years playing there?
Weird at first. Saw a lot of people that I knew from support staff to teammates. It was odd for a little bit, but then after the first couple moments, I was fine with it.
I know I talked to you about this earlier in camp. You're an Arkansas Razorback. That's an important thing to me. Are you excited about the Hogs this year?
I am really excited about them. I'm going to look to see who they have on the schedule first. And I'll tune in.
When you look at your situation here, I'll let you out on this. When you look at your situation here, how comfortable are you right now, having been here all off season, but this being, a different everything?
Well, I would use more so the word of, I would say, determined to be better than I was before. Every day I am to be better. And what I was, I'm understanding the defense more and more.
Yeah.
So every time I get on the field, I feel like I'm tapping into understanding it more, applying it more, and dominating more on different levels.
So that's just playing mentally free, right? Or what you guys would refer, where you could just let it go and not think so much, right? Thank Dietrich. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. That is Dietrich Wise yesterday after the joint practice, new commander, defensive end. Coming up, dum-dum of the day. A pilot goes drinking. And something else before a flight. We'll tell you what it was. And then make way for a special announcement from Craig Hoffman at 4 o'clock on the Team 980. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Oh, yeah, baby. I have never heard of this airline, but then again, I have never traveled internationally. It's called the EasyJet. They had a pilot. And, Mr. Pilot got done doing his job. He flew from the United Kingdom to Cape Verde in West Africa. Apparently, an island resort nation, what have you. On August the 9th. And then checked into a 5-star hotel resort. And, he got really, really, really drunk. And then, at around 2:30 in the morning, witnesses in the hotel saw the pilot plastered beyond belief. Not only that, he decided to undress and wander into the reception area, then go to the gym and the spa naked in his birthday suit. They said he was in a paralytic state, witnesses described. An anonymous insider said the pilot did not have a stitch on and reeked of alcohol. And he was expected to fly 2,300 plus miles later on that afternoon. Of course, this is behavior that should not be allowed. So the airline found out about it. And they said, quote, as soon as we were made aware, the pilot was immediately stood down from duty. In line with our procedures, the safety of our passengers and crew is EasyJet's highest priority. And since then, they've launched an investigation. He has not been flying. But one witness said again, he was so drunk that you wouldn't have put him in charge of a toy airplane. Never mind the real thing with hundreds of passengers. You want to talk about dumb? this is not only dumb, this is drunk dumb. And that's how we end the content portion of the show. Coming up next, a special announcement. Craig Hoffman will make it. Don't want to take anything away from him. I will just say that things, are going to be revealed in a couple of minutes if you haven't already heard. And give Craig the spotlight. He deserves it. And give him your ear and make sure you're listening. And he'll do that, my understanding is, right away at 4 o'clock. So as a parting gift, because I'm always late and Anthony and Craig always complain, I'm going to actually be on time. So I asked AMAC, what time do I need to be out? He gave me the time, and I'm going to get out so that Craig can start his show on time. There we go, and he's happy about it. So without further ado, thanks to AMAC, thanks to Kristen Lapis, thanks to Dietrich Wise, thanks to all you lunatic callers, give your ear to Craig. He has a big announcement coming up in just moments right here on the Team 980. I'm done for the day. I hope to see you at 1 o'clock tomorrow. I hope I make it home in one piece. I hope you make it home in one piece. Adios on the Team 980.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.